What do you see as the practical clinical practice implications of the STAR data?
Well, of course, this information is going to be submitted to the Food and Drug Administration. We hope that that will result in raloxifene being approved for this indication, that is breast cancer risk reduction, breast cancer prevention. This drug is far more attractive and practical than tamoxifen. And as a result, I think the results will be good news for postmenopausal women at increased risk. They're going to have another option, another chemo prevention option to prevent the development of invasive breast cancers. Tamoxifen, although the trials established proof of principle, hasn't been widely adopted for that purpose. We can talk about why that may be, but the facts are it hasn't been. Raloxifene, Avista, is already being used widely by the non-oncology community, the primary care providers, for the treatment and prevention of osteoporosis. And the estimates are over 500,000 women are using this drug already in the United States today for those purposes. Those women tend to be older and tend to have a lower breast cancer risk than the group in STAR. And my expectation would be that the number of women receiving raloxifene will increase and it'll be an expanded population of those individuals.
You were mentioning the fact that tamoxifen hasn't been utilized as much for risk reduction as maybe we thought it might be in 1998. Why do you think that is?
I don't think there's one single reason. It's probably a variety of things. Certainly, the drug was viewed appropriately as a cancer drug and known well to oncologists, but not so well to the primary care providers who are absolutely critical for preventive strategies, whether it be for cardiovascular disease or bone health or breast cancer prevention. And there were lots of press reports out there about the toxicities of tamoxifen. And I think there was some concern that the benefit risk may not favor tamoxifen. This was the first such drug on the market. And doctors are appropriately very cautious about doing the things that are right for their patients. It established the principle that this is indeed a preventable disease. Now we have a second trial that confirms that and allows for an additional option.